I just took a battery out of my bathroom scales because it was flat, and then I looked around for what I was going to do with it. And after our conversation a couple of days ago, I decided not to throw it in the bin and have put it in the drawer in the kitchen, where it will probably remain for the next 2 to 5 years. How to recycle stuff that the council doesn't collect. There are mountains of e-waste piling up in New Zealand as Kiwis continue to upgrade and discard their electronics at pace. One Auckland man has been described as being at the coalface of our e-consumption by the spin-off website. He's tackling this issue, and turns out business is thriving. I'm joined by Computer Recycling's Managing Director Patrick Moynihan. Hi there, Patrick.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks very much for having me on.
Yeah, good to talk. How did you end up running an e-waste centre?
So I bought an existing business, or found this business maybe 5 years ago or so, and then purchased it about 3.5 years ago, and then subsequently changed it and evolved it and developed it and got to where we are today, basically.
Yeah, what interested you in the first place, though?
I've always been really interested in taking waste of any sort and recreating it back into a commodity form. So I was really interested in tyres and tyre-derived fuels and the products that came from tyres. And then when I came across this business, it just a giant light bulb went off in my head, and I thought, this is fascinating just how recoverable some of these materials are and just how underdeveloped the market in New Zealand was. So that led me down this e-waste path, or e-waste journey, I guess.
Yeah, how do we compare to other countries when it comes to the rules and regulations around what you can do with an old piece of tech equipment?
There's been some really good information come out in the last 2 years or so, and I believe New Zealand is the worst country, or one of the worst countries in the OECD when it comes Wow. to electronic waste and regulation and legislation that sits behind the waste stream as a whole. So there's no laws. You can't. You need special permitting to export hazardous electronic waste overseas, but bar that, it's fair game.
Okay. So where do you fit in? What sort of waste do you accept?
So we'll accept anything with a plug. So lots of things are more recoverable than others, or items. But so we'll take electronic waste from all over the country, businesses, individuals, schools, all that sort of thing, and then we'll by hand mainly grade it, sort it, and separate it into different streams, whether or not it's refurbished and resold locally or internationally, or hand dismantled and then exported to refineries in Europe and Korea.
To give us an idea, like if I just chucked, let's say, a printer cartridge, an empty printer cartridge, if I finished with it and chucked it in the bin, what are the advantages of, well, I don't know if you recycle printer cartridges, but, you know, of actually doing something responsible with it rather than throwing it to landfill?
Yeah, I guess because the market is so kind of underdeveloped, we hone in on what we specialise, which is more... metal-based products, printed circuit board-based products. But printer cartridges, for instance, if you take them to us, we bundle it all up and consolidate it and make it worthwhile to send it to another person or another partner in New Zealand, who then they cut the lid off it, they drain the toner or the ink, they'll shred the plastic casing, the toner or the ink is then sold and reused. So we aggregate products in order for it to be effective to be recycled, basically.
Good for you. Because how long does a printer cartridge last if you just throw it out? I mean, you know, it's going to stick around for a while, presumably.
Yeah, it sticks around for a long time. So all the plastic-based things, and metal as well, like a lot of metal will end up in landfills that can be 100% recycled again. So... by sending it to someone like us, we'll divert maximum volume from landfill as possible.
Could you give us an example of something you might receive and how you deal with it?
So like a desktop computer, for instance, and to be honest, like, we still see a lot of desktops, but it is becoming, people are using desktops less and going to laptops and things. But a desktop, we have a team of dismantlers, so they will take the desktop, physically deconstruct it, I guess, and categorize the parts. So the steel will go to our partner Global Metal Solutions, who have a large shredder. They'll shred the metal, export overseas. The printed circuit boards will go into bundles, and once we have about 10 ton, we export that to a precious metal refinery in Belgium, and they'll extract the gold and silver and platinum, palladium, that sort of stuff. Then the power supply, the CD-ROM, the hard drive will get categorized as well, and then they'll go to another recycling partner in South Korea, and they'll then process it further to extract the base commodity.
It's all sounding pretty good. How much waste do you create?
Personally or as a business?
As a business, yeah.
We try and minimize across all fields of what we do, be it internal or external, but I would say it would be north of 100 ton a year of general waste, and that's mainly plastics that can't be commoditized or resold.
I guess that only sort of makes sense if we think about what a proportion of it is you're saving. I'm not sure if you have those numbers, but I guess the point I'm trying to make is that you do some good with it and reuse what you can.
Yeah, absolutely. So if we do 2,000 tons and we might landfill 100 to 200 tons, depending on what the product streams are, so we can achieve up to 80% diversion for the products. So from a
nice one.
Yeah, from a keeping it out of a landfill perspective, it's really effective.
How much does it cost a consumer to recycle something?
Predominantly, the service is free. So, but for harder to recycle items or items that we then have to be paid, we then have to pay third parties, it can be anywhere between, free to $10 for a desktop printer, for instance.
Oh, good one. Hey, I love your story. Thanks very much for sharing it with us. This is Auckland-based. Are there options for people in the rest of the country?
Yes, it's very voluntary the way that this is done, but there's a company called eCycle who have a presence in Christchurch. There's another company called IT Recycler, which have a presence in Wellington. And so they'll offer some collection services and drop-off points and things for the public.
Good one. Thanks for your time today.
No worries. Thanks very much, Jesse.
Patrick Moynihan from Computer Recycling.